check. Check, one check, three check. Boom, boom. Hey, hey, hey. Why is it so? Podcast. Go delete everything. Check one. Why is this so low? Oh, okay. Now it's back. Okay. Yeah. So obvious thing. Mind boggling. Okay, I guess it's just working now. Well, every time I flip with the audio, my audio equipment, try to change something, gets out of whack. I pull the settings, but for some reason, OB. No. That's not what you want. Hey. Who's the ball? Who's the ball? Are you the balls? I'm the ball. Not you. I'm going to get an echo. I have to turn down my mic. Taking the tool, I have to do the tap. And the noise gate. Only the noise gate. Stop. Check. Yeah, the noise gate is doing some nutty stuff too. And the fix. Okay, I guess I fixed it. I don't know. It works. Oh, so why am I playing Chromax? Well, because Harley got kicked out of Instagram. Like, oh, is a big deal. I don't think so. I wouldn't care. Like, oh, I got kicked out. Well, I kicked myself out of one of those crypto exchanges. I use one of those things that, yeah, if I do this, forget it. You will never be, they will never accept me ever again, type of thing. Your one-way ticket to something. Oh, I call it the one-way ticket to rush someone so you can get to the bottom of something. And even though you made a mistake, but it's like, can you help? Instead of like, going back and forth for like months. It's like, do it now. Please. But when you do that, you won't get a chance to go back because it's like, you'll be flagged. It's like, oh, disgruntled customer.
Damn it.
So whoever, I saw one person log in, Liddy. Hopefully come back. If you don't, you don't. You have been peanut butter. Not the one you see on the icon, on this chat. I can change it later, but it's not that one. It's one piece of toast with lots of peanut butter. Peanut butter! Noodles! Peanut butter. Okay. So what else? My picking hand atrophied.
Getting my broomstick ready.
Yeah, my picking hand actually, because for the longest time I could play this riff from Pantera, a song called Mouth of War. In the beginning part, I can play that for 20 minutes straight. Just that one riff. It's a fun to pick. Okay, here we go. Now I'll turn off Chrome X for a little bit. So I don't know if you can hear it. I'll turn the mic up. The riff is I could play that for 20 to half an hour. This is the, and then you started, that's when you started the other riff. See that? I'm so rusty. But that's not the part. That part is hard too. But the beginning part, if you ever want to play in a hardcore, heavy, like not death metal, but like really hardcore rock or hardcore band that downpicks a lot. That's the one to practice. When you're picking hands, your fingering hands, depends, but your picking hand says a lot about how you play. I mean, you can do it lightly. A lot of distortion, but if you haven't seen these guys in a studio where everything's plugged in, you don't hear the you don't hear the sounds, the guitar sounds, amp sounds, unless you put a headphone on. It's all you see, what you hear is the live picking without the amp. That's what they sound like. Like, they're playing like that. They're not playing. No. Heavy hand. Hammer. Every guitar picker or guitar player. If you don't pick a lot and you're a right hand picker, left hand fingering, that's a right player, I guess. Lefty is the, you know, Jimi Hendrix thing. But you're righty. Your left hand is the vice grip and your right hand is the hammer. And you have to think like that. You can be soft. You want playing regular rock band, yeah. Blues band. Depends. Classical. Even some classicals are heavy. But if you want to be like metal, hardcore, yeah. You gotta get your down picking. And that's how you practice. That's how you do it. If you can do that for 20 minutes, like, you got it. If you can do it for a whole hour, then say, yeah, you can do a whole set. No problem. So that's what happened over the weekend. Start playing a little bit. Start picking, do the picking hand exercises. Just one is like 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's that one. That's hard to do. But it works out. And you're going to feel it. You're picking, your hammer picking hand will have these muscles. I have muscle memory from that. So it will remember once I start. Then it will try to, I guess your brain is trying to alleviate all that pain. It's like, okay, you're going to build that muscle again. Let's pump more oxygen there or something. You know, practice. And when you do it often enough, with this down picking stuff, your left arm, forearm, will look like Popeye. Popeye's arm. It's just... It's still be whatever, skinny or thick, but you get that art, like a little bulb towards the elbow. You get a little boom. That's picking. You can only pick like that. Even with like Chromex, we're listening to the Age of Coral again. 1986. All, if you go dun 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 dun, that's what down pick. It's not alternate picking. Now I've seen players play these songs with a alternate picking. I'm just like, no. You don't pick like that. No. That's wrong. You're softy. They get mad. Say, well, I'm not softy. So you don't, well, here's how you play it. Then I show them. They're like, oh, ooh. It's like too much distortion. Turn the drive down. Now pick it as so that it sounds like there's a lot of drive. How do you do that? The only way is hard. Hard down pick. Even the alternate picking, you got to do it really, like, you know, like you mean it. So why did I say that? When I start saying this guitar thing, it's 110%, right? I'll try to do every time. Now, should you approach your life like 110%? Yeah, I would say. If you're believing something that you want to do, or you're just in the middle on your way to doing something you want to do, but you need to do this thing in order to get there. The benefit of getting 110%, it's like building a muscle on my arm, on my forearm from picking, right? You build it. So when you do get there, it's like, say, hey, you know what? I already got this muscle. I already know all this stuff. This is easy. Then we get on top. It's like, hey, this is easy, man. I can do this blindfolded. I'm just saying the guitar thing, but you think about everything else. Like, I was watching Le Mans 24 Hours. All these people driving, you know, it's like, oh, they're like 30 something. There's like a 16-year-old, whatever, but they work hard, right? Oh, they were young. So people think like, oh, I could just, no, I got enough money, I could buy a car and could drive. It's like, no, you need practice. How do you practice? You just keep driving. You gotta do it every year for at least 10 years. This is a decade. If you're really, really good, it can get below that. But most drivers for Le Mans, except that kid, I don't know. Most drivers I know spend like close to a decade before they got there. Because you gotta have that knowledge, right? So to build up all this knowledge, to build up the physique, because it's very tiring. You're driving like 24 hours, not at once. One time you get 3 hours, but still, going the same road, round and round. I don't know. I think the hyperclass was like 300 something laps. Imagine that, driving that. Each driver get like 100 laps. It gets tiring. And this is a course, right? You have left, right, and all those crazy elevations. And imagine you're doing it for NASCAR, you just go in circles. But you build it. You build up. Build up the tolerance for that. And that takes years. A, you know, 110% for first decade, what do you do? So when you get to the top, you're like, ah. They're just like, yeah, this is easy, man, for me. Yeah, I mean, of course, the drivers still get nervous, but it's like there's a piece of cake, most part of it. So you concentrate on something else, on the mental stuff. Like any job, big companies. So your skills are built in. You build your skills for 5-10 years, then you go to the big companies. So whatever you work on, it's like, boom, 1, 2, 3, done. No, big companies, that's like maybe, say, 30% of your job. Just the rest, it's all drama. Politics, believe it or not, and you know, and of course the budget thing. That's all politics. You go to these meetings and like, say, why can't I have my project? You have to explain about your project. my project is better than yours. It's not. But hey, no. Always start low. But when you start low, don't just be like, no, this job sucks. Think of differently. Think of, say, I'm building something from scratch. Let me try it. Let me try to build something from scratch. No, hold on a second. I'll be right back. I'm going to get my iPad and go to my Twitter and delete all the previous logins. Oh, somebody came in. This whoop doesn't lie. All right. Hey, that's okay. I know you don't lie. I hope I don't lie. Well, I do lie. Sorry, I do. For certain reasons, because, like I said before, with office politics, if you want to get your things to go a certain way, sometimes you just have to lie to get it. You have to lie and cheat just a tiny bit to get what you want, because this is what you want. I want that. Get your goal. This is my goal. But just don't do it often. That's it. You know, don't do it like the politicians do. Jeez. That's crazy stuff. I mean, I haven't talked about politics for the past week or two, because I read this stuff and just, what are you guys doing? What are you doing, man? You're taking our money and just like, wait a second, what? Give me how many billions to what? What? Right? And they're lying about, and the best one was the not World Economic Forum, the other one, with the Christine Lagarde and the new IMF chief. It's like, oh, we print a whole bunch of money, but we thought we actually save the economy, but I guess we're wrong. Like, what? It's like, everybody's, before, when they said that, every financial person is like, this is a bad idea. This is a bad idea. And they did it. And they now was like, oh, we were wrong about that. We predicted that the economy might come back if you print more money. If you print more money, it means the money's weighs less when you make a purchase, right? Say, you went to a store and there's only 10 bucks around the world. You have one, right? You feel great. It's like, hey, $1, I can buy the whole store. Probably. But then the bank said, there's not enough supply because we have 100 people. Let's print 10 times of that. Guess what? Your $1 just went to 1 cent. 10 cents, sorry. Now, what can you buy with 10 cents? You can maybe buy a tiny little section of it. Then there's 1,000 more people, so they print even more. Then eventually that dollar will be like 0.00, be like doggy coin. Well, from the beginning, doggy coin is 5 cents. In the beginning, it was 1/10 of a cent. Yeah, so the more you print out debt, what they call the debt slavery note. Yeah, it's going to be, no, it's not going to help economy. It's like, stop funding stupid things. Are they going to? No. Because it's pre-planned. By who? Well, I'm not going to say who. I already know who. You know who. But there are people behind that. Way behind that. But anyway, I'll be back in a few seconds. I have to go get my stupid iPad so I could delete the tweet. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, you should give 100% on the stuff you do. 110% if you can. It's going to help you later in life. And this whole world with the politics, don't even bother with politics. You know, unless you work with a lot of people who want to talk about it. Then you just read into it and then, you know, you just say some funny stuff and they'd be like, laugh, and they walk away and they're like, good, now I can get back to business. Yeah. When you work in corporate for a long time, you learn how to do this stuff. It's like be with the club, even though you don't think like they do. Like these companies I work, fashion companies I work, they didn't know that I knew I was part of the your hardcore thing. Like I knew all these guys. Like just that's the side of me. It was metalhead and hardcore punk. They didn't know. A lot of them didn't know. Till later. And they're like, oh my God, this is your friend? And bring them to 7B horseshoe bar or Phase X horseshoe bar. And they freak out because it's all full of, back then. I mean, now, yeah, still, but back then it's just all guys with tattoos. And, no, well, musicians, mostly. When they will, half of them are in the bands, or they play instrument or something. Okay, iPad. Delete. And round bottom say, who to follow? I hate that stuff. I don't want to follow. Can I not follow? And I can't delete it. That's one feature. If Elon decides to buy Twitter, I think he will, but it just, I don't know, they have an issue. So I agree. You know, I agree with about the bot thing, because I guess I can search user number of user number Twitter users. I've been putting a million. Is that it? Holy cow. I mean, how many people use Twitter? Whoa. Nothing. No. 229 million. So, okay. So if that's true, whatever. Or more. Cut that in one third. And that one third are bots. He knows it. I know it. I've seen those places where they just create names and at the same time that I could do, like, just like a surface you can do. Say, I need viewership for like YouTube. They pay for the surface and they would just create bots. And everything just like go directly. So, I like that video. No, be bots. Bots love your video. Learn from like zero views. All of a sudden you got a million views. It's like, who are these guys? So you gotta get rid of them, right? I mean, how do you know? How do you know like somebody likes you is real or not? Is that a real person? So if he does it, he buys it, the one feature I would like to see is that stupid offering who to follow. Like, I don't want to know. That's one. And the daily, the other ones, the daily suggestions. I don't want to see that. I'm going to do some advertising, okay, promotions. Okay, I don't want to see that either. Every time I see one of those, I say block. Block all of them. It's like, why can't I just have the ones I, like back in the old days with Twitter, I just want to see the persons, people that I subscribe to. That's it. And so this stuff is so trickery too, for older people. It's like, oh, I got a new friend, click, and all of a sudden you get the spam mails and who knows what. Like, oh geez, it's great. Those guys are making money off old people. And here's the funny part. Before the podcast started, I had a conversation. I say, you know, I've noticed that the telephone sales people, spams and stuff, is being less and less. But also notice my email is getting more and more. People, you know, people try to do the stupid things. Like, the old days, we get the answer machine. It's like, you own taxes. Go to this number and resolve the problem, right? Something like that. It's not exactly like that, but something. Now, I'm getting these things. Your crypto wallet needs some authentication. It's like, wait a second. That's not the system. That's not how you do it. You don't need authentication. You authenticate with your phone camera with a QR code. You don't authenticate from the website. I know that. But they've been sending all these emails everywhere to everybody. Everybody I know, half the people, like, wait, I got this email. It's like, nah, ignore it. Erase. I don't know what you do. Just get rid of it. I had to put like a logarithm on my email system. Well, not email, so email application. Yeah. And to get them out of here. And I still see them in junk mail. You know, even though I say delete, I still see them in junk mail and see them relentless. Just keep going. Because they're just hoping for that one person to go click. Cheap bastards, man. Yeah, but you know what? They have a goal. They need to gain your account. And they will lie and cheat to get there. So that part, I'll be like, no, a hand clap. It's like, that's achievement. Even though you're just doing it automatically with your computer. But still. You made some effort for that. But is cheap, of course, always. Okay, so anything else? I don't know. Where are we? 35 minutes, so I got 20 minutes to go. I can't think of anything that's significant over the weekend. I'm like, it's nothing. The only excitement, super excitement, other than playing that part and get my picking hand, picking arm muscle all swollen and sore and like, I'm building a new PC. I think I said that on Friday. But what happened was I got the i7 chip, 12th gen. It's a little weird. It's like it's vertical. It's got a little more space. It's a rectangular instead of square. I'm like, okay. So I have a water cooling thing right now, my machine, but I bought a kit for it so it can attach to that new processor. But then I decided to say, okay, I need a water cooling thing. So I bought one. So it should be okay. But that's not the part. When I ordered the chip, I ordered the motherboard, which is a small ITX. I bought one. It was like, okay, this whatever. It's called a Z. It was like Z660 or something. It's like, okay. Not bad. Then I was reading around. Now everybody said, oh, this is the best. Then I had one part. It's like, you want to overclock your CPU to 5 gigahertz. You cannot use this board. I'm like, ah. Oh. So I had to cancel it. Then buy it again. Then something else happened. So I had to cancel the i7. And buy it again. But since it's only $9 to get on the same day, I'm like, all right, put $9 in, because this thing, these two things are the most expensive part of it. So I got it. Yeah, I looked through it. I was like, well, this thing's tiny. I can't do anything until the water cooling thing comes, and I had to buy there's a bracket for it, and I have to buy them separately. Like, oh, come on, i7's been out for 6 months, you guys should figure it out by now, fix it. I also bought a case, because I watched Jade's 2 cents. I think he built it or he's going to build. I think he built one. It's a pretty tiny case. From Fantech Evolve Shift XT. I saw the case. I'm just like, oh, this is perfect. But then I was looking at the water cooler I have. I was like, that's not going to fit. So that's why I bought the other one. But in case that one doesn't work, I got one that works. So now the machine will be built by maybe Thursday, Friday. I don't know. Hopefully by Thursday, then Friday I can test it with this podcast. Then this old machine I'm plugged into right now, this one is going to be the backup or the media server or something. Not media server, the rendering server. Just going to let it sit and leave it off when I need to render something. Just drag it over and just let it go. And this will be the machine. And eventually we'll get a new processor also, because thank God AMD did not change their chipset. If you, any PC builders that know, AMD kept their chipset as AM4. So I'm like, good, I can use AM4. Just update the processor and be fine. Be a good rendering machine. There is only one thing that I have to do is to change the power supply. I have the mini one, they call the SFX, but I have to take that out, put in the new one. So I'm going to do a janky thing where the power is going to sit outside the case. The bigger power thing I have is going to sit outside because it will not fit inside. I'm going to use that. So it'd be weird. The water cooler fan and the radiator will be sitting outside also. So it'll be next to each other with the power. It'll be sitting next to the power, which will be Velcroed to the case. People will see that and be like, oh my God. It's like, can't do that. You'll kill it. It's like, no. No. See, I got a certificate. It says I'm an electrical computer technician. That was the first, before I started working with the media and doing the, you know, graphics and stuff, I went to the school for electronic tech and I graduated. So I got a certificate. It's like, hey, this certificate says I'm a master with electronics. Okay, I can do whatever I want. There's nothing you can do and say about it. Got it? Got that? yeah. But so, whatever. So, anyway, I'm going to have two machines and there was a backup of the current machine. That backup's going to... I'm going to donate it, but I don't know who to donate it to. It's an older machine. It's an old AMD FX processor. But hey, it still works. Now, you can't play any of the new games and stuff, but you can get one of those. You can play Minecraft, it's fine. It's okay, it works. You can play some of the racing game on there, it's okay. But if you play anything like heavy, say something like, I don't know, Cyberpunk 2077, no. It's gonna look like crap, it's gonna be slow. So I don't know what to do. I guess I can go to Popping or go somewhere, go to a group to check anybody living in US wants one of those machines. I'll list what's in it. And plus the screen. The one I replaced with the BenQ that got lines, vertical lines. I'll give that away also together. As long as the person pays for shipping, I'm like, it's fine. You can have it. I don't need it. I'm hoping that there's a local person who can just say, hey, you want this? Yeah, here you go. If it doesn't work out, guess what? It's going to Salvation Army. I can hear people scream, no, no, don't give it to them, no, hey, no, I don't need it. One time, I went to Salvation Army to drop off some clothing and stuff. I saw a guy unload a $20,000 gym machine. I'm just looking at it. It's like, man, he had this piece, I'll take it off of him. But this guy, I guess they want to move or something. So, and I don't know why people buy this stuff. They buy this, oh, I'm going to go to the gym in my house, then do it for a couple of days. And it's great. Then you're like, you're not going to exercise today? It's like, nah, I'm lazy. Yeah, why do you buy that stuff then? Why do people buy stuff they don't use? They know they will use, but it's like, I just want it, right? And if you understand advertising, marketing, and strategies, that's what happened. The whole country became a consuming country. Probably after World War II, just so consuming. Like McDonald's. First McDonald's came out, oh, it's great. Then all of a sudden you got McDonald's everywhere. And everybody's like, oh, I want a McDonald's. Then you got Ronald McDonald commercials with the fry guy. Thief, whatever. And I forget what the other guy is. The purple thing. Looks like Barney. I forgot the name of that character. But anyway, they were in commercials. Since the first color commercial, McDonald's commercial, they've been around. Right? Then they had the Burger King. The King. Burger King haven't done it, but I've seen lots and lots of McDonald's, but seems like they were dying down. Or maybe because I'm not watching a regular TV, so I wouldn't know. But just think about that. 70s, like maybe late 70s, they started all this commercial stuff. Like the high-end commercial, not the one that you were in a sitcom and the actor would stop the, I guess, during the show and the stuff. They would say, hey, check this cigarette out, man. It's cool. Just smoke some. That type of thing. Then they go back to their show, live show, whatever, drama show. Yeah, so when they start with this specialized commercial, like Hollywood-made commercials with the real good camera systems and that stuff, where when you see the commercial being shot, there are like 20 guys in the background just doing things. And cinema director, right? Then there's a director, then there's a photography direction person, then there's the camera guy, then there's the microphone guys. And they'll do for hours and hours. First they set it up for hours and hours. Then they shoot a commercial, maybe it's like an hour or so. Then it's like, okay, wrap, then they pack everything up and all that stuff, then go. And that's the commercials. The Hollywood commercials that started, that everybody's doing it. All the toys, all the stuff, then there's like the Big Red gun commercial, or Doberman gun commercials. Then all the way up to where we are today, we get these other commercials, which is actually kind of boring. The current ones, it's not even worth it. It doesn't have that charm from the 80s. But anyway, it just, you know, consuming. Then you see ads everywhere, and they see logos, and of course, because of that, I got a job, so I can't say bad things about it, but it was commercial, everything's commercialized. Now they can print whole buildings with a commercial. Eventually, it'd be like the building will be one of these quantum dot, monitors on the whole building outside. So quantum dot. The whole building can change color. And you can see a whole commercial on the building, on the walls. So it's been just consume. That's where we are today. Like, man, people just buy stuff. And I've seen people buy things. Like, do we need it? It's like, no. But I want it. Like, okay, do I have a use for it? It's like, no, I just want it. The new PC, do I need it? Yeah, because I'm doing Unreal Engine stuff. I'm starting, because a lot of 3D stuff I built, I like to see it. I like to see the lightings and stuff. That's all architectural stuff. Architectural and automotive. So I like to see it anyway, rendered. And you can make a movie out of them too. So, but I just want to see it in person. And you can make it into a game where you can walk in and see the whole product and see how it fits on that stuff. I'm trying to experiment with some certain things. Approach someone, especially the architecture people. It's like, hey, what about this? How about you can walk in there and figure out where you want certain things? And if you make it into a game type of engine thing, you can move the stuff by yourself. It's like, I don't want it here, I want it there. Wouldn't that help with building a store, a house, an architectural thing? It would be cool. It would be really cool, right? Because on your end, you're the creator. You're going to do all the heavy end stuff. But for them, they can just walk right in and be like, and you can just left click or right click and move things around and do something. It's a better experience, right? To see something like that first and say, okay, let's build this thing for real. Then you get a good idea, like how you're going to start. It's going to help with that. I can see it. So there is a need. I do need it for a computer. But do I want it? No, I don't have to, but just like, why not, right? So it's like half and half. Yes, I just want it, but the other half is like, yes, I actually need it. So that justifies something. But I've seen guys that I've heard, got people that I know, it's like, I saw that on the video or something. I went to that place, I went to that guy and ordered one. It's like, but you got a good one already. Why do you need another one? Well, I just want it. It's the same with the car collectors. Like, some car collectors will collect certain things, like, yes, this is the best, and this is something, and I drove it, and I like it, so I'll buy one. Then there are people, I just want that, and they fill up the whole landscape with cars. Well, these cars is like, wow, this is great. Then they die, or they pass away with something, and be like fields and fields of cars that have been sitting there for a long time, and half of them you have to get rid of because the frame, all that stuff, rusted out. Like, you know, I mean, you can try to build it back, Bubble Bath Bear. No, I can't. Sometimes just can't. Because the frame is done. The frame is done. The engine is done. It's no point. It's, you got the parts for body. You can sell the parts. Sell the good parts. That's it. I've seen so many. And it just, man, you're hoarding all this stuff. Holy cow. And just like the, what was that show? The Pickers. Same thing, like every time I see Pickers, I see these people like things. And they still don't want to sell it. I'm like, why? Sell it. Get rid of it. No. Like old days, when I'm like that. But now I'm just like, yeah, do I need this? I don't think I need this. I'm going to donate it or give it to somebody and just, yeah, clean it up a little bit. Like, I have a Samsung black and white laser jet. I'm thinking about giving that away, too. It still works. It's got something weird with the rollers. It's getting little streaks. I'll get rid of that. And I got a Vizio TV. It's 120 hertz. I'm like, oh, do I need this one? I mean, just sitting there. I'm like, eh. Looks kind of cool sitting there, but I'm not using it. I mean, maybe I'll get rid of it too. I got a whole bunch of cases, camera bags. The camera bags can go. Some of the extra ones. I just need a good one. One good one, that's good enough. Yeah, I actually bought one, a really good one, so. I didn't need it, but I figured now that I got two new cameras, might as well find a way to put them in there safely. So I got a case. That's nice. If to feel photography, that bag's really nice. Because you can lean your arm, put it back in front, and you can lean both of your elbows and use it as a tripod. It's great. I like it. It's better than the backpack thing I have. I'm going to actually just get rid of that one, too. I mean, I got a whole bunch of stuff. Like, do I need this? There's a whole bunch of stuff I don't need. So I should just get rid of them, no? The books? No. I'm not getting rid of the books. Especially the new one I just got last week. The Porsche Unseen. No, that's a coffee table book. And my dream is to open a coffee shop. And this book's going to sit on the table. Or sit on the wall. Somebody can borrow it. I'll put a tag on it. I'll put a Windows air tag. So somebody take it out. Beep, 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 beep. Like, hey, yo, with their fingers. Like, come back. Get back here. Come on, man. Say, okay, take this out. It's not yours. Yeah, well, whatever. It works. But coffee table with these books, cool books, it's going to stay with me. Everything else, yeah, it could go. Even the cables. Even my HDMI, or the extra HDMI cables and stuff. So do I need those? Some audio cables, I really need those. You know, if I need it, I need one or two, I could just go Amazon and get some more. But I need it. And same thing with these audio stuff. Same thing with every time you buy a phone or buy something, you get a USB cable. We get the brick. I got a whole bunch of bricks. Like, what am I going to use this for? And a whole bunch of USB to a mini, USB to the USB 3. I kept like two. The rest of them are gone. So I don't need those. What do I need that for? Junks. Consuming junks. You just get so much stuff and you're hoarding. And when you get to the point, it's like, I need to move out this, move to a new house. Then you got to pack all this stuff back. Think about the headache of that. I'm like, oh, don't need it. Books is different because it's not, it's tactile thing. And some of these books are not in print anymore. So like the big ones have, they're not in print anymore. So they're a collector's item. You can trade that stuff. So well, you don't need all that stuff. But it's not the same as what, you know, what they're saying, the world economic forum or something like this. Like, I don't know who said first, you will own nothing. Say, no, it's not that. It just, you own, I own this, but I really don't need this part of it. It's like, I can get rid of these. I don't need, I'll keep that. Clean it up a little bit. Do the summer cleaning, not spring cleaning. Now we're in the summer. Do some summer cleaning. I still have like three different keyboards. Well, the Mac keyboard I'm going to keep because that's classic. I'm not taking that out. But I have a laptop, Windows HP laptop. Then I still have my clamshell from Mac. Clamshell. Still have a Mac 5600C. That thick brick of a laptop. And still have a Wall Street just sitting there. But those are collector's items, so I would keep. But the keyboards, like, I don't have the keyboard. Like, hey, do I need this? I think I should get rid of them. Yeah, so you know what this week's gonna be about. I'm gonna go through all the stuff and just like, I'm gonna dump it. I'm gonna dump this, dump that. Yeah, I don't need this, I don't need that. Clean up a little bit. Then the parts will come, hopefully. By Thursday, then I'll finish. I'll build the thing, test it. Then I can do the podcast on Friday. It might be early, might be late, I don't know. I have to take someone to the doctors, so I have to see. So that's it. I don't know. What else is there for today? Nothing. Not really. Other than I'm gonna see what happened with the Harley Flanagan. But he still have a Chrome Max on Instagram, so he's okay. But my thing is, like, because that story, he got kicked out. A post, he said something about your post, and it's like, that's hate speech. But New York's post news agency, they do the, what was that thing? They call him. Oh, I forgot the name. God. Getting old, man. What's passive aggressive. News agencies using passive aggressive with this stuff. So I'm not saying that they don't do hate stuff, they do. This is passive aggressive. It's okay for them, but as far as you're not part of the media, you're not part of this system or something, it's like, just go and they would kick it out. Well, that's hate speech. What do you mean? I just say, how is that hate speech? What? But anyway. Harley still have Chrome Mags So you're still posting. That's fine. No big deal. I don't care. I am going to miss that thing he does every or so often in the morning with the gourmet coffee thing. Yeah, I'm going to miss that a little bit. I'm going to miss that thing he does with the exercise he does with the neck thing. I don't know what it is. You pull over your head, there's a spring on it, and you walk backwards and get a little tension, and you do the left and right with neck, and it builds all that muscle down up there. You're gonna miss that, and you're gonna miss him playing some songs on his bass. But other than that, he's still on Chromex. So Chromex's still there. Chromex's still there on Instagram, so it's fine. Who cares? I don't think he cares. He's like, whatever. Screw him. Okay, so this is it. WMRPNIPY. I don't even know what this is, how you pronounce that. But sorry, I'm leaving. But I will post the replay soon. So, anyway, have an excellent Monday of June 13th, 2022. No long goodbyes today. I think that's it. That's all. And I'll be back on Wednesday, except I have some other kind of breakfast. So, see you on Wednesday. Ciao.